plentiful refreshment. Their soul shall be as a watered garden. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 12. Oh, to have one's soul under heavenly cultivation, no longer a wilderness, but a garden of the Lord, enclosed from the waste, walled around by grace, planted by instruction, visited by love, weeded by heavenly discipline, and guarded by divine power, one's favored soul is prepared to yield fruit unto the Lord. But a garden may become parched for want of water, and then all its herbs decline and are ready to die. Oh, my soul, how soon would this be the case were the Lord to leave thee? In the East, a garden without water soon ceases to be a garden at all. Nothing can come to perfection, grow, or even live. When irrigation is kept up, the result is charming. Oh, to have one's soul watered by the Holy Spirit uniformly, every part of the garden having its own stream, plentifully, a sufficient refreshment coming to every tree and herb, however thirsty by nature it may be, continually. Each hour bringing not only its heat, but its refreshment, wisely, each plant receiving just what it needs. In a garden, you can see by the verdure where the water flows, and you can soon perceive when the Spirit of God comes. O Lord, water me this day, and cause me to yield Thee a full reward, for Jesus' sake. Amen.